You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, with the cold snap of winter still upon us, you might be looking for some new films, maybe some TV to fill up those evenings. Well, thankfully, our resident critic, George Prentice, is here to give us some fresh recommendations this month. Hi, George.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay, I can't believe it, but the Oscars are soon, correct?
Indeed. The nominations will be out Tuesday morning. So by this time next week, we will know the 10 films that will be vying for a Best Picture Oscar. And that is different. Now, Gemma, you and I have talked about this in years past. Recently, the Academy has allowed up to 10 pictures to be nominated. This year, it will be definitely 10 pictures. In years past, certain films had to reach a certain threshold to earn a Best Picture nod. This year, it will definitely be 10. So the big question will be, which I think we know maybe the top five, possibly the top six, but number seven, eight, and nine. And will the Academy have the brains to actually nominate films that people have seen?
There's that.
Yeah. We have to remember that the Oscars, once upon a time, were developed to promote the industry, to get people to go to the movies. Certainly, we love highbrow films. Those are all swell. But how about, for instance, No Time to Die, the James Bond film? It was excellent. Why wouldn't that be up for Best Picture? Why wouldn't the, God forbid, the Spider-Man film be up for Best Picture?
Right.
It's a really, really good film. And definitely, why can't Encanto, the Disney film, which is so wonderful, be up for Best Picture, as well as Best Animated Feature?
Mm-hmm. So, George, then if you were a gambling person, what would you say were the top five nominations for Best Picture that we'll see?
Well, here's the trick. If you look at the so-called guilds, and what I mean by that is the Directors Guild, the Writers Guild, the Producers Guild, and you look at their top films, basically that's the membership of the Motion Picture Academy. The Directors Guild, for instance, has nominated Licorice Pizza, Belfast, The Power of the Dog, West Side Story, and Dune as their top five. I think it's a pretty fair bet that those five will be in the top 10, especially Dune and West Side Story, and here's why. I personally don't think they are the best films of the year, but they are big films, and they employ a lot of people, i.e. a lot of voting members of the Academy. Films that have a lot of technical expertise, a lot of scoring, big casts, usually do fairly well in those quote-unquote subcategories. So let's say Licorice Pizza, Belfast, Power of the Dog, West Side Story, and Dune. Now, you and I have talked a lot about Belfast. It's my favorite film of the year. I think that's definitely there. Licorice Pizza is a much buzzed about film, but it has run into some controversy. It turns out an Asian American activist group is calling for a boycott of Licorice Pizza because there's a character in the film who speaks to his Japanese wife with a fake Asian accent, which he thinks is funny. And then he repeats it again with his second wife. And no character in the film pushes back against that. So in other words, it's presented as funny. And it's pretty poor taste at best. And when you run into something like this, as you know, come award time, that can chisel away at some of your votes. So I think that is definitely in the top five. This morning, the British Academy came out with its nominations for Best Picture. Oh. And guess what? They include Belfast, Dune, Licorice Pizza, and Power of the Dog.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
I have to say, I haven't seen any of them yet.
Belfast. And by the way, be judicious. That's exactly right. Pick one in the next month or two. By the way, the Oscars aren't until March. So we're going to be talking about, you know, I look at Oscars, quite frankly, as like Christmas. Mm-hmm. I love the 30 days before as opposed to the day of. On Christmas Day, right around 4 p.m., I want it out of the house. But in the weeks to come, I'm thinking, oh, well, this is a swell season. Much like the Oscars, you'll have 10 films saying, we are a Best Picture nominee and aren't we swell? And the answer is, yeah, sure you are. But at some point, you got to open up the envelopes just like you open up the presents. But eventually, it all goes out to the curb.
Exactly. Okay, so another big thing happening, and I believe tomorrow it's official, is the Olympics. You're a big fan of the Olympics, George. I'm a fan of the Olympics. But besides the games themselves, what else are you watching?
Well, I want to talk about the Olympics in a second. I want to tell you about a project that not many people may have heard of yet. I'm really excited about this. Hollywood loves movies about Hollywood. Some of them are okay, some of them not so good. This one, I'm really looking forward to. It is about the making of a film that a lot of people think is the greatest film ever made.
I know how to make this film. It's a metaphor for the American dream.
This is not just some gangster film.
It makes us look like a joke, and that's bad for business.
This is a story about family. It's Shakespeare.
Agencies won't touch us.
It's epic.
You want to be a producer?
Bang, borrow, steal, do whatever it takes.
Gangster movies are dead.
What is our opening line? I believe in America.
You got it. It's about the making of The Godfather. So it's got the mob didn't want this movie made, but it's exactly. And this is going to be on Paramount Plus, and it's actually going to be a series. It comes out April 28th. Paramount Plus, up till now, its best content is the series Yellowstone, which you've probably heard of. It's been very popular. I think this could be as popular as that. Again, it will be on Paramount Plus beginning April 28th. But let's talk about the Olympics.
Okay, so yes, the Olympics. And so opening ceremonies are tonight. I got my days wrong because it's February 3rd. So opening ceremonies tonight.
Tonight our time is Friday in China.
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. So what all are you watching around the Olympics, or what else should we be watching on TV?
Well, in anticipation of the Olympics, there's a really interesting documentary that is out on Peacock, and it involves an Olympian that Idahoans know very, very well, and that is Peekaboo Street.
Peekaboo put ski racing back on the map. All of a sudden, ski racing is being talked about in someone's household.
In the speed events, downhill and Super G, Peekaboo Street is the greatest North American, male or female, ever to race, and she has paid a physical and emotional price.
The more fearlessness that you can demonstrate going down the hill, the better the payoff.
People ask me, what are you thinking when you're going that fast? And I said, I'm thinking about how I can go faster.
In my experience, every single professional athlete is running to escape something.
One of the shining stars from the 1998 Winter Olympics is in trouble with the law. Peekaboo Street has been charged with assault and domestic violence after an incident involving her father.
After her career, she was in the press, and that's when she was really misunderstood and misrepresented.
Yeah, warts and all, the story of Peekaboo Street. For the record, those charges were dropped, but she participated in this film. And actually, it was co-directed by Lindsey Vonn, gold medalist Lindsey Vonn, and Frank Marshall. And Lindsey Vonn says, guess what? There is no Lindsey Vonn without Peekaboo Street. We know her, of course, born in the tiny town of Triumph. She was named after the tiny town of Peekaboo, just southeast of Sun Valley. It's a wonderful documentary. It's on Peacock, which, of course, is also streaming the Olympics. So let's talk about the games and all of the Idahoans in the Olympics. We have
so many.
Yes.
George.
Hillary Knight. Amazing. She is the captain of Team USA. By the way, they won early this morning in China, a preliminary game. They handily beat Finland, and they face Russia this Saturday morning. Get up early, 4 a.m. our time, or you can stream it anytime you want on Peacock. That's the U.S. women's hockey team against Russia this Saturday. Next Monday night, 7 p.m., that sounds a little more reasonable, you can watch Hillary Knight and Team USA versus the Canadian hockey team, and they are arch rivals. We've got Chase Josie from Haley in the half pipe. That competition starts next week. And Caitlin and Scott Patterson from McCall, brother and sister, and they both happen to be two of the greatest cross-country skiers on the planet. She skis for the women, obviously, he for the men. It's all on NBC, and it streams on Peacock. But let's move on to something else, something for the family. What do you say?
Yes, let's do that, because I got to keep my kids entertained, George. We've watched Encanto after your last recommendation, and oh, what a lovely film it was, George.
I think you're going to like this one. It's okay. Something also on Disney Plus. It's called Rise Up and Sing Out. It's a new kids series. Each episode is only 2 minutes. I love these.
What?
Musical superstars. Yes. Questlove and Black Thought have written the music. Of course, they're from the Grammy-winning musical group, The Roots. But each episode have these adorable kids who deal with everyday challenges. Things like when grown-ups make inappropriate remarks, or when even kids make microaggressions, and they turn them into songs. Here's something called Speak Up or Walk Away. I love it.
Bye, Mom.
Hey, Gabrielle. I didn't know that was your mom. Your skin is so much darker than hers.
Hold it. Did that comment make you feel uncomfortable?
That's a microaggression.
What's a microaggression?
A microaggression is when someone says or does something that makes you feel bad. Sometimes just because of your race.
But you know what? He's wrong. You should be proud of your skin. It's what makes you, you.
I know just how you feel, Mommy, sad and blue. He said that awful thing and you don't know what to do. That's not okay to say about your beautiful skin. To find your voice and your power within.
Speak up! Speak up!
Because you got something to say.
Speak up! Speak up!
Or it's okay to walk away.
Speak up! Speak
don't you love that? I mean,
I love this,
kids
George.
Move and they're just, hey, speak up, defend yourself, or it's okay to walk away. This is called Rise Up and Sing Out. Everyone is a little music video. They're all animated. Each episode is no more than 2 minutes. It's on Disney Plus. I love these. Please check these out.
You know, what a way to get your kids to understand this too, George, because sometimes I think as parents, we don't always have the right words.
I love this. Check it out. My nephews and nieces sing these songs now on their way to school, and they get it. They understand the meaning. I highly recommend this. It's something very different. And again, these are the folks from The Roots who produce and write all of these songs, and some great kids are the singers.
Well, George, I tell you, you've given us a lot to think about. We've got the Oscars coming up. We've got the Olympics. We've got a documentary about Peekaboo Street, and now this. I mean, I think we've covered the gamut this morning.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. George, it is always lovely to talk with you. Really love having you on the show.
Thanks so much, Gemma, and stay warm.
I know, it's so chilly out. We've been talking with our own Boise State Public Radio, George Prentice, who joins us from time to time with regular suggestions for us of what we should be watching. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today as well. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It is Thursday. As George said, stay warm. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Because you got something to say.
Speak up.
Or it's okay to walk away.
Ooh, I've got to feel your hair. It's such an unusual texture.